Hello, I'm Jennifer Kaplan with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. I'm speaking with Kathy Hess, an experienced hydrogeologist and a lead program analyst within the OIG's Office of Program Evaluation. Today we're discussing a new OIG report focused on the CTS of Asheville Superfund site in North Carolina. Kathy, let's set the scene for listeners who may be unfamiliar with the Asheville community's concerns surrounding this Superfund site. Can you describe the situation for us?
Sure. Going back in time, between 1959 and 1986, a manufacturer of electronic components, the CTS Corporation, stood on the land that is now the Superfund site. CTS used a chemical called trichloroethylene, TCE for short, to clean metal parts. Then CTS sold the property, and the new owners developed a residential neighborhood on approximately 45 acres and fenced off about 9 acres where the plant stood. The EPA and the state came in to conduct assessments and to oversee cleanup activities on the former plant site, and eventually found environmental contamination by TCE and petroleum compounds. That discovery was followed by the removal of about 6,000 pounds of chemicals from soil and efforts to ensure that nearby residents were not drinking contaminated water. In 2012, the EPA officially designated the site as a Superfund site, meaning that cleanup is a national priority.
So there are homes in the area where chemical contamination has been confirmed?
Exactly.
Talk a little more about TCE. How can exposure to that chemical affect people?
TCE is known to cause serious health effects. It can enter the body by breathing contaminated air, drinking contaminated water, or ingesting contaminated soil. Even exposure to moderate amounts can cause headache, dizziness, and drowsiness. Exposure to large amounts of TCE may cause coma or death. And the EPA recognizes TCE as a cancer-causing agent.
What prompted this particular evaluation by the EPA's Office of Inspector General?
Well, in mid-2014, the EPA evacuated residents from 3 homes near the site because of unsafe levels of TCE in the air inside their homes. We also received many requests from community members and other stakeholders to review the EPA's actions at the site.
We're talking about a serious topic of utmost importance to nearby residents. Understandably, this community has a lot of concerns and questions. So I want to be very clear about the OIG's specific focus for this evaluation. What did your team look at?
Focusing only on actions from January 2012 forward, we evaluated 3 things. The first is whether the EPA's Region 4 office, which has jurisdiction over North Carolina, met its monitoring and communication requirements. Our second area of inquiry was whether the region had a schedule for cleanup. And the third was whether the region implemented efficiencies to quicken the pace of cleanup.
And what did you find?
We found that the region had set a schedule for cleanup and did meet communication requirements. However, in the OIG's opinion, some monitoring activities conducted since 2012 did not meet all requirements and were delayed. We identified specific problems with the agency's plans for investigative and system monitoring. Those problems potentially prolonged exposure of nearby residents to unsafe levels of TCE in their homes.
Kathy, what about input from community members to the EPA during this process? Isn't the agency supposed to follow a Superfund directive that calls for getting the community involved in risk assessment in an early and meaningful way?
That's right. The EPA's own directive for Superfund work includes 5 key principles. Be proactive in engaging the community. Listen carefully to what community members are saying. Take the time needed to deal with community concerns. Change plans where community suggestions have merit. And explain to the community what is being done, by whom, and why.
Did those things happen?
No, they didn't. In 2012, the region took an approach that we found inconsistent with these principles. Also, in our opinion, monitoring has been too sparse and too infrequent to ensure that TCE exposure risks remain at safe levels since CTS installed a system to capture the TCE vapors that were rising off the contaminated springs near the homes.
Let's talk about communications, Kathy. You mentioned that some of the region's efforts weren't effective.
Right. The EPA region should have, but did not, inform in writing the owners and resident of the home closest to the contaminated springs that a reassessment had shown an unsafe indoor level of TCE. The specifics are that after sampling in 2008, the region had written that the level of TCE was acceptable. Then in 2011, our science-based understanding of the health risks of TCE changed, and that 2008 result now exceeded the new level considered safe. Emergency evacuations of the residents didn't occur until after new samples were collected in 2014. A second communication problem is that the region did not call for CTS to construct what is called a conceptual site model. This model can facilitate greater understanding by the community of site risks and conditions and promote community members' participation in the cleanup process. The community's knowledge of and trust in what is happening are important to the success of cleanup efforts. Both of these missteps may have contributed to a delay in the region obtaining access for the purpose of conducting necessary monitoring and cleanup activities on private property.
So what is the OIG recommending that the EPA do differently?
We made 12 recommendations to improve procedures relating to site investigation, monitoring, and communicating with the public. The agency agreed to most of our recommendations. However, we're still working together to resolve a few.
That's a lot of recommendations for improvements. Did you also find things the region is doing well?
Yes. We found that the region has implemented some steps to accelerate the pace of cleanup and protect human health. Most notably, earlier this year, the region approved a cleanup approach for part of the contamination. So there is progress.
It's important to note for our listeners that the OIG's latest program evaluation report on the CTS of Asheville Superfund site provides more detail and makes many points we aren't able to cover in a brief conversation. Also, this report is the OIG's fourth on EPA actions at the site, each focusing on a different aspect.
Correct. And all of our prior reports, along with this new one, can be found on the OIG's website.
Thank you, Kathy, for sharing the results of this important evaluation. The report we've been discussing is titled Progress Made, But Improvements Needed at CTS of Asheville Superfund Site in North Carolina to Advance Cleanup Pace and Reduce Potential Exposure. To read the report and earlier OIG reports about the CTS of Asheville Superfund Site and to learn about other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG.